Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
847, 13 till 9. Jeff Palermo joins us. WWL.com columnist, Louisiana Network News Director. Got a story up at WWL.com. College football transfer portal opens and LSU's expected to be aggressive. Hey, Jeff, how you?
I'm doing well, Tommy. How about yourself?
I'm all right. That big old door is opened, huh?
Yeah, it opened. So now hundreds, Tommy. Literally hundreds of players are diving into that transfer portal and hoping that the pasture's greener on the other side, right? I mean, that's kind of what they're hoping for, a better opportunity somewhere else. And the unfortunate part about this, for a lot of kids, they're not going to probably find a spot that might be better for them. A lot of kids get kind of lost and swallowed up by the transfer portal, but there still will be some quality players in there, and LSU said that they'll be aggressive, so we'll see how aggressive they'll be.
So let's talk about who they lost first, as far as we know.
Well, I would say probably the biggest ones at this point are, I think C.J. Daniels is the biggest surprise. He is set to enter the transfer portal. This was a guy that Brian Kelly was talking about how they anticipate that he'll be back next season, and he was such a key part of this offense, truly a really good possession receiver, a guy that can move the chains for you. And, when you have the head coach talking about how they're looking forward to having him back, I mean, the thing was you were wondering if he was going to get into the NFL draft, and because he's been in college football since 2000. He gets the free COVID year, and then he also had a season where he was injured early on in the year, so he got a medical redshirt. So didn't think he was coming back.
He's been in college football
season.
Since when?
2000. Yeah, so he's going to be a six-year player next year, and so the feeling was is that he may be considering going into the NFL, but no, he apparently wants to go to a different school. Shelton Sampson, a big-time wide receiver out of Catholic High of Baton Rouge, who did not catch a pass in his two seasons at LSU. He's headed to the transfer portal. That's a loss. I think one of the disappointing storylines to this season, when LSU had some injuries at the wide receiver position, namely Chris Hilton. Shelton Sampson couldn't step up and be that guy. That was a disappointing development that occurred during the season, and now he'll look to go play somewhere else. Kylan Jackson, another area kid from Zachary, at the safety position. I mean, LSU struggled at the safety position this year, and he was someone that could not interject himself in there. He had some opportunities early on in the season to be a significant part of this LSU defense. It did not transpire for him, and now he's headed to the transfer portal along with Jordan Allen. And then, you know, there's some other guys out there as well. Freshman linebacker Xavier Atkins, Jair Brown, a cornerback from Ohio State who never really saw the field or didn't see the field that much other than early this season. And then Bernard Causey, a freshman cornerback, a three-star recruit that just never really made a difference. So, those are the guys that are in there at the moment, the big ones anyways.
So what about on the defensive side? You lost some defensive backs?
Well, yeah. As I mentioned, Jordan Allen and Zy Alexander at the safety position. So that makes – and I think LSU would have been looking to try to get someone – at safety, too. I mean, Major Burns has exhausted his eligibility. Sage Ryan, there's a possibility that he could enter the NFL draft. He participated in senior night as a redshirt junior. And then Jardon Gilbert, who it wasn't a great season for him. So LSU certainly needed to upgrade the safety position. They got some young guys ready to go there in Deshaun Spears out of Denham Springs and then Joel Rogers out of West Feliciana High School. But you're going to need to find somebody there at that safety position because that was one area that they really struggled in this past season.
I was distracted a little bit because I was watching the video of Brian Kelly dancing with Danny Lewis, who eventually went to Alabama, but now he's hitting the portal. LSU's losing Mason Taylor. Are they going to pursue him or not? And is Brian Kelly going to dance
with
him?
Well, yeah. I mean, a tight end is, I think, a huge need on this team along with wide receiver. I mean, the two tight ends that you have on your roster, Kamori and Pimpton and Tre'Dez Green, are more known for their pass-catching abilities than their blocking abilities. So they're going to need somebody there at that tight end position. Now, they've offered Northwest Missouri State transfer Zach Atkins, but I don't know if that one – I mean, he we'll see if they go and get him. But there's been – I would think at the tight end position, LSU should be able to find someone that's pretty good because Brian Kelly – has a history with his offenses of really using the tight end position. Brian Kelly's got a keen eye for finding good tight ends. And let's face it, you know, Mason Taylor had three really good seasons here at LSU. He was not as prominent last year as he was obviously this year. He was a big time playmaker for LSU offensively. So for a tight end that's looking for a chance to showcase his skills, you would think LSU would be a good landing spot for that person.
Jeff, I'm trying not to hurt myself, Venn diagrams on this piece of paper with transfer portal with name, image, and likeness on it, right? So,
yeah,
or is it like an eclipse? Is one completely on top of the other? Is it three quarters name, image, and likeness, and a quarter transfer portal that does excludes name, image, and likeness? You understand where I'm going with this, right?
Well, I mean, with this transfer portal situation, I mean, a lot of the players that are in there are looking not only for playing times, but they're looking for NIL dollars as well. And the fact that LSU missed out on a couple of five-star recruits out of high school that were supposed to be part of this 2025 team, that has freed up some money here for LSU to spend these NIL dollars elsewhere. When they lost Bryce Underwood and Kate Phillips to other schools, that frees it up. I mean, I think that's a reason why, when you go back to it, when Brian Kelly was asked about the transfer portal before Bryce Underwood decommitted and decided to go to Michigan, you know, Coach Brian Kelly said, yeah, the transfer portal will be something we'll certainly look at. We'll try to supplement the roster through it. But then after they lost Bryce Underwood, he changed his tune on it. He said, no, we're going to be very aggressive in it. And it's because they now have more dollars freed up. And then Mason Taylor deciding to go to the NFL. I mean, there was a push by LSU to see if they can get Taylor to come back for his senior season. He has decided to go to the NFL draft. And so that frees up some money. And then Will Campbell, who was technically your highest paid NIL earner on this football team, he's headed to the NFL draft. So LSU has NIL dollars available, and it's now up to them to go out there and get them. But there are other schools that are have a lot of cash too when it comes to NIL. So LSU has to beat them out for it, and we'll see what happens here over the next several weeks.
One quick question, I'll let it go at this: is it all about the money now?
A lot of it is all about the money. I mean, a lot of it is. There's still those players that also value fit and the coaching staff and the school and all that kind of stuff. But for a lot of these guys, it's all about the money. And you kind of wonder, when it's all about the money, how good of a player will they really be if all they're worried about is money? That's got to also be a big concern for these coaches that are going after these players.
And they can game the system. They can keep transferring every year and signing new name, image, and likeness deals, and they better get a handle on that quickly. It's going to be even a bigger mess. Thank you, Jeff.
All right, sounds good. Thanks.
All right, go to WWL.com. You can see Jeff's article, 856, 4 till 9, traffic now, WWL.